know how Git works, right?
Sorta. Kinda. Not really. Please ask someone else.
That's all of us. Git is how we build things, and Netlify is one of the best ways I found to build those things quickly for the web. Netlify's Git-based workflows mean that you don't have to play slap and tickle with integrating arcane nonsense and webhooks, which are themselves about as well understood as Git. Give them a try and see what folks ranging from my fake Twitter for pets startup to global Fortune 2000 companies are raving about. If you end up talking to them, because you don't have to, they get why self-service is important, but if you do, be sure to tell them that I sent you and watch all of the blood drain from their faces instantly. You can find them in the AWS Marketplace or at www.netlify.com. Netlify.com. AWS offers its usual reinvent justification letter on its website. The whole point of this is to get your boss to let you attend reInvent. As is my usual reInvent annual tradition, I've modified it slightly and sent to Mike Julian, my business partner and CEO at the Duckbill Group. It reads as follows. Dearest Mike Julian, I'd like your blessing and permission to attend AWS reInvent 2021, November 29th to December 3rd in Las Vegas. Attending this conference will be beneficial to both my personal growth and our company's cloud knowledge in the following ways. Boost proficiency in core AWS services like Amazon EC2, Amazon S3, Amazon RDS, Amazon Redshift, Amazon Route 53, AWS, you've already stopped listening, and Amazon Aurora. How attending a conference will make me better at wrangling specific cloud services eludes me like a good service name eludes an AWS product manager, but I'm not one to say the quiet part out loud when I'm asking for something. Get educated on technical best practices at over 1,500 breakout sessions that I will absolutely not be attending on topics such as cloud architecture, continuous deployment, security and identity, large-scale migrations, machine learning and its assorted scams, and more. Further, we'll pretend that they're not all going to be on YouTube the following week. Gain valuable hands-on experience at technical boot camps, self-paced labs, two-hour workshops, and hackathons, which I can bring back to my team. If I attempt to bring hotel fixtures back to my team, I'll gain valuable hand-to-hand combat experience with casino security as they feed me my own ass. And lastly, spending time in person with thousands of other people during a pandemic in a city specializing in catering to folks with poor risk assessment means that there's a decent chance I'll soon be conveniently out of your way entirely. Writing ad copy to fit in a 30-second slot is hard, but if anyone can do it, the folks at Qualy can. Just like their Torque infrastructure automation platform can deliver complex application environments anytime, anywhere, in just seconds instead of hours, days, or weeks. Visit qtorque.io today to learn how you can spin up application environments in about the same amount of time as it took you to listen to this ad. Here's an estimated breakdown of costs from Amazon. Domestic airfare estimate, $600. Hotel, 5 nights at the average reInvent rate, $187 per night for a total of $935 plus tax. Registration fee of $1,799, all for a total of $3,334. And here are the adjustments of those costs from my booking. Domestic airfare estimate. I'm flying an airline intended for people instead of livestock. Hotel. What I lose in the nightly rate, I gain in not having to pay for a 30-mile taxi ride from a very off-strip hotel. Further, I've opted for less likely to be stabbed while checking in. I assure you, I'm as surprised as you to discover that checkbox on the hotel booking page. Registration fee. I've already paid this with AWS credits. They can't call shenanigans on it without bringing the whole scam crashing down. And of course, spite. We have an entire budget line item for this in our company budget. It's going to need to be expanded significantly for 2022. After the conference, I will circulate a report that will include a summary of what I learned and a set of recommendations to mitigate risk and help with our compliance efforts for our company. Further, I will white label this report and make it available for sale to others who want to pretend that they were paying attention. Lastly, AWS will circulate its own internal cause of error, or COE, that will attempt to figure out how they can bar my entry entirely to reInvent 2022. Thank you for considering my request to attend this event. Hugs, puppies, and looking forward to your reply, Corey Quinn. P.S. It's not really a request, because I'm not asking.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.